Welcome, everybody. My name is Sherry Sellers, and I'm the host of Making the Change Talk. We're a podcast for anyone who's thinking about quitting or people who are now on their journey to a tobacco-free life. In this episode, we're talking about something that can get lost in all that hard work, and that's rewarding yourself, taking the time to celebrate. But first, let me introduce our guest. Joining us today are Coach Julie from Quitline and Suzanne, a former smoker and vapor who quit after nearly 30 years. Suzanne, you know I am smiling when I say that. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. And I am smiling so big for it too. I'm so very grateful to say that I am on the other side of recovery when it comes to quitting. And thank you, Quitline, because y'all were a huge part of that.
Love to hear that. I'm applauding. Suzanne, tell us about your journey. What finally made you quit?
Well, it was twofold. I had already quit drinking, and I had said for years I could not quit smoking until I quit drinking because they went hand in hand. So that was step one. And then step two was the pandemic hit. And we're talking about our lungs and people not being able to breathe. And, you know, we were so scared in the beginning, like if we left our house, we might die. And I'm thinking, I'm leaving my house to go to the gas station to get vape product that God knows how much damage I'm really doing to my lungs long term. It's time. It's time. And I had tried over the years, and I had some very small stints where I was smoke free, but nothing lasted. Okay. So it was definitely time.
Well, we are so excited for you. And today, as I said before, we're going to be talking about rewarding yourself. Julie, why is that important?
You know, I think it's really important to consider two types of motivations. One of them is the external. And a lot of people think about celebrating as a way to acknowledge the milestones you're coming through. It could be saving money. It could be a mani-pedi. It could be, you know, anything that would keep you moving forward at first. But later on, I'm noticing that when I'm talking with people, what's more important to them is really the reasons why they're doing this, whether it's to live longer for their grandkids, or, you know, they really want to be able to breathe and move and not risk their health, their future health, because they know that smoking combined with diabetes or high blood pressure can really do a number on them later on. So I think it's important just to keep the internal motivators in mind too, to celebrate those and see the changes and acknowledge them.
Suzanne, I bet this is hitting a nerve with you, as far as I'm sure this speaks to you.
Yes, yes, absolutely. With my son, Alex, as well. He was one of my hugest whys, right? For years when he was growing up, I was a smoker and I was ashamed and I would try and hide it from him. But please, you smell like it. They see it, right? There's just no getting around it. And it was his desire for me to quit as well, because what do you get taught? Smoking kills, right? And with him being on the autistic spectrum, I think that he thought it might happen the next day, right? And that it wasn't the silent killer that it is. So very much he was my motivation, and of course my overall health as well. That's important. And the money I saved, bringing back to Julie's point, wow, what a difference that made. And now post-pandemic and with inflation, I stop at the gas station for gas or a soda, and I'm like, I can't believe smokers are still paying that for cigarettes or vape. It's crazy. So yes, definitely lots and lots of motivators. But I do think that, you know, the rewards, not only monetarily, but the internal rewards are things that definitely have kept me on my journey for over 3 years now.
Wow. Suzanne, anything that you all do special though, any way of celebrating or rewarding yourself?
Well, you have a celebratory when it hits the year mark, right? So now that it's been three, but also being a recovered alcoholic, I have a day counter. So although my vape is just, it was exactly 4 months after I quit drinking that I was able to quit vaping, and I picked up vaping to quit smoking. And that's a terrible idea for anybody that's listening. Don't do it. My personal experience, the vaping was worse and more addictive than the cigarettes because I didn't have the smell and the stigma that was with, you know, traditional cigarettes. So all that being said, yes, we celebrate at the year, but also just celebrating life on the daily, that I feel better than I have ever felt. And that is huge in and of itself.
And I know from spending time with you that you have made exercise a big part of your journey. And so that's a reward as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they say in order for habits, it's best to replace, right? Take away something and replace with something more positive. And exercise in my health journey has definitely been a component of that I was able to add in. And I can breathe. And I crazy enjoy the workouts now because it doesn't hurt my lungs and it doesn't hurt my body as much. So yeah, working out's definitely a reward for me as well. And replacing that positive with something that was formerly negative.
Now, Julie, for those who love the idea of rewarding and celebrating, do you have some ideas? I'm sure you hear stories on the quit line.
Lots of them every day. Yes. But, you know, so I've talked with people who are in just different phases of their lives and things mean different things for them. Like rewards mean different things, I should say. I've talked to mothers with small children who actually engage their children in the quit journey together, because I know kids are so excited about helping. They just want to help everybody do anything. And so sometimes it's wonderful to have them like draw pictures or, you know, sayings of encouragement, because kids these days are educated. They know, you know, how dangerous this can be, and they bug their parents or grandparents on a regular basis to, you know, to make the changes. So having them involved can be a reward, you know, like encouragement. Having a posse, I call it a posse, can really help too. You know, maybe it's a parent or a sibling or a friend who's gone through this and knows what it means to quit. And then being able to share the stories, the struggles, everything with them, that can be a reward too, you know, just being lifted up by others. Other kind of, you know, things, I've talked to people who've had jars with money that put out there just to watch the money grow in them and put a little picture of what they want the money for. Could be a vacation, could be a new car. Most people say that how much they spend money on every month on a cigarettes can equal a good car payment. So different kinds of things like that. I would say, what else have we talked about? Vacations, paying off debt can mm-hmm. be a good feeling of reward. And then self-care activities too, whether it's getting out to a favorite fishing, you know, pond, or, you know, going for a walk in a favorite park, but then also a hot bath on a cold day, you know, especially a rainy one, this spring's coming, and, nice. You know, mani-pedis or just a spa day or just anything that would, a new book, a new piece of music, you know, or a song that you enjoy listening to. So a lot of different ways to reward yourself. But a lot of times people, it's connected with things that are most important to you. It could be, you know, new gym shoes, you know, like Suzanne said too, that, you know, getting out and replacing the old bad habits with new good ones can be a real motivator.
Suzanne, I want to make sure everyone understands that your health is a reward and a celebration. Talk to us about when you were in the midst of smoking and vaping, what your breathing was like and that cough that you've told me about. Put us in that and then explain how you feel physically now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So unfortunately, because I had smoked for nearly 30 years, my lungs really felt the ill effects of that. And I would go into coughing fits at night, coughing fits to the point where I'd wake up everybody else in the house. And that breathing was really, really labored. And especially when I was going through life stressors, I smoked even more heavily, right? And a couple of packs a day going through my divorce and that sort of thing. And I was literally wheezing at times. It was terrible. And so then coming out on the other side of it, early in my quit days, by the way, ladies, a little graphic, but those lungs were expelling all those negative, yucky things that had been down there for a while. Gross, gross. But after that phase, it felt fantastic. So no more coughing fits. Still to this day, no more coughing fits. I sleep like a baby. It's absolutely wonderful. So my overall health not only has tremendously improved, but fun report, my last annual with my doctor, who I've been seeing since 2007, she said that I am in the best physical health she has ever seen me in, and she's been seeing me for decades. So that's a huge testament to the lifestyle changes that's led me to where I'm at today.
Okay, we're all applauding and cheering and smiling. You do inspire, Suzanne. You inspire. Julie, I know that you were a smoker as well, which is not uncommon for quitline coaches. Can you tell us about your journey, and did you reward yourself? Did you take the time to reward yourself?
Well, thanks. I think I started mentioning how I tell my participants in the program, and when they ask me those questions, oftentimes it comes from a place of, hey, you know, is there hope for me too? You know, is there a way that I can get through this? Because I don't see a way through it. I've tried so many times and I really don't understand it. I tell them, well, I was a smoker, you know, from before I was born, because my mom was told by her doctor to keep smoking so I'd be a small baby. And it's a shock to hear that now, because we have come around the corner on this and like really realized, you know, how impactful this is. But you know, both my parents were smokers, and I started when I was 13. I didn't smoke for very long because I started, one situation I used to like, I hated it. I thought it was the most disgusting thing, and I couldn't understand why people would do this. But, you know, you keep doing it because you think there's got to be some kind of benefit to this. And I just haven't gotten to it yet. So I was in high school, and I think I smoked a cigarette and, you know, kind of felt that contact high. But I hated the taste in my mouth. So I got myself a Nestle Crunch bar and promptly threw up in world history class.
Oh, gosh.
So I decided, I know it's kind of gross. Sorry about that. So I thought that this was the most disgusting thing. I'm like, I'm so embarrassed and I'm never going to do this again. So I didn't go through the same kinds of experience as many people do, you know, trying to quit many times before they do. But I did lose my father to 4-stage lung cancer because of his smoking. And before that, he had lost a leg because he had high blood pressure and diabetes. And I figured, you know what, I'm here because if I can help one family member stay with their family one more day, I think it's worth it.
Oh, well, we thank you for that. And tell us about, if you call in the quit line and you're wanting to learn more about rewarding or celebrating, is this something that is talked about on the quit line and part of the quit plan and the program?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because we know that it's hard work. You're not in rehab. You know, this is one of the worst addictions out there. And celebration of even the smallest little piece of celebrating is, you know, probably the best thing that you can do. So yeah, absolutely. We talk about creating a plan. We talk about how ready you actually are to make these changes. Because sometimes people come to the line, you know, being forced, quote unquote, forced to, you know, by either the doctor or a spouse. And maybe people aren't ready to quit just yet. But once that starts to snowball, you know, we start talking about maybe some of the reasons, the pros and cons of it. People start turning things around for themselves internally. So every little bit of celebration, even acknowledging the strengths that someone's coming in with, is huge for us as coaches.
Suzanne, I'm sure that you love that idea, that you can see how that motivates, right?
Absolutely. And I actually cheered up a little bit when Julie was talking, because it took me back to the beginning part of my journey and how crucial the coaches were for me. And I had those very same concerns, like, gosh, I've battled with this for nearly 30 years. Like, why is this time going to be different? Right. And it was so awesome, because most of the coaches that I talked with were former smokers themselves, like Julie. Maybe hers was short lived, but they said, I came on this other side. You can too. you can do this, but you got to do the work. So it's like, yes, okay, I can do that. But so I'm so grateful for the coaches and the quit line as well, because having somebody alongside you at the journey, and even having somebody connect with, talk about rewarding, because yes, your social group probably are all smokers. Right? Mm-hmm. They don't want to hang out with you. You're one of those people now, one of those ex-smokers. And I will tell you, when you quit smoking, you can smell it exponentially more than when you were a smoker. So we don't mean to be condescending. It literally just happens because your olfactory is all clear now.
Julie, it occurs to me, should we be rewarding and celebrating once we're tobacco free?
Nope, all along the way. What we've found, at least what I've found, is that people come in with strengths already. You know, all of those times that you've tried quitting before, maybe you've learned something about yourself. Maybe you learned, okay, I can't be around my friends. You know, my girlfriend comes over and smokes out of my kitchen table. Maybe I need to make some changes. So maybe you've gone through some of the challenges and successfully, and now what we can do is really build the strongest plan yet. So really acknowledging some of those strengths, some of those lessons learned, can really go a long way as a way of celebrating what you already gotten through. And now it's just a matter of, you know, creating a strongest plan yet. So let's do that.
And we talk about rewarding being part of the quit plan. We should probably, for those who have not heard those words before, quit plan, remind everyone that having a plan, having a structure is so important. We'll start with you, Julie, right?
Absolutely. Like in looking at most people have a tendency to just what I call jump off the cliff. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of ways down off a cliff. You know, you can get to a beach by stepping off the cliff, which is not the most pain-free way. Basically, I mean, you are changing up so many things, whether it's the habits and the routines of waking up with coffee after meals, driving, being around other tobacco users. You're changing up those things. You're changing up ways of managing emotions like boredom, stress, sadness, frustration, how to handle that differently after decades maybe of smoking. So yes, having a plan to figure out, what am I going to do? What are maybe two or three things that I could do during that time can really make a difference. If you just, you know, jump off that cliff, you know, probably you're going to be running up to the top again because it's too painful. You know, there are stairs to take down off that cliff. You know, you can also use the nicotine replacement products like patches, gum, or lozenges, or any kind of medication to ease your journey down. So yeah, you don't have to step off the cliff.
Suzanne, having a plan, you're a
yes.
fan, right?
Oh, huge fan. And I was so grateful for Quitline to provide the NRT, that nicotine replacement therapy. That was crucial in my journey to quitting because I needed those stairs down, Julie. I was not a jump off the cliff and climb back up because I have tried that and it's like madness. So yes, no, I was very, very grateful for the plan, for the step-by-step. And in addition to the NRT, the nicotine replacement therapy, which again, a Quitline provides, you know, for the first several months, which again is a huge benefit because the cost of those as well. They also gave me other strategies, right? Like take a walk, deep breathing. Because some of us, you know, the smokers, right, we take the inhale, it's breath. But imagine how much more beneficial it is for the body to do a couple of quick breathing exercises and just work your way through. So that was another strategy. And walks outside are literally medicine for the soul. So that was another one of my strategies.
Julie, do you just want to keep Suzanne by you all the time?
Totally. I love her energy. She's amazing. And what a great story, too. And you know, I definitely hear the gratitude, but I also hear the pride in being able to say I'm on the other side of this.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Huge, huge.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we are out of time. I have time for one more thought from each of you. And I love it. I would love it to be that encouragement to let everyone know that if you are right now at maybe the lowest point or the hardest point, that you can do this, right?
Absolutely. I would say you can do it. You are so much stronger than you think, And Quitline can help. They can be your companion. They can be with you in this journey. And don't hesitate. And if you try and you fail, guess what? They'll be there again. And you can try again and just keep on trying until you succeed, because you can do it and Quitline can help.
Julie?
Well, Suzanne pretty much said it all. But seriously, I do encourage everyone to make the attempt, even if you feel like you failed 100 times, you know, and you've learned everything you think you can. Believe it or not, you're stronger than this substance and definitely bigger than that cigarette or bigger than that product. So tell it who's boss.
Yeah.
Let us help you. Yeah, let us help you through this.
Julie, Suzanne, you guys are fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. And for everyone who's listening, thank you as well. We hope you'll listen to our next conversation on Making the Change Talk. And please remember, as you've heard today, that the Quit Line is here for you 24/7. When you're ready to make the change, if you need support, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or click on the Enroll Now link on the podcast homepage. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.